Hi.
Hi. Do you know how pretty my house is now that I know you?
Why? I love that though.
You've influenced me.
I'm an influencer?
You've influenced me to make my house a more homey.
Oh, I always thought your house was very pretty. I think it's very pretty now. But what, let's talk about, like, I don't feel like mine is, I mean, I guess mine's homey. I don't know.
I mean, you put a time and attention to making it hospitable. Okay. I've decluttered.
I do love a decluttered.
This situation behind us in the video, if you're watching.
There's flowers.
I had people over for dinner.
Oh, you did. I do enjoy dinner parties.
Pumpkins. I've got some seasonal things.
Oh, I love seasonal. I've really, yeah.
Do you store things?
Oh, yeah.
And, but, where do you keep that? Is that an attic in your house or a separate unit?
Must be nice. We have a walk-in attic.
What?
So
is it on the first floor?
No, it's on the second. Oh. But, and there's two of them. And so it's not like you have to, it's not as hard to work. If that makes sense. That's really nice.
Because I thought when I'm older, really old, I want to have a walk-in attic situation on the first floor and get one of those trees. You know, I was researching Christmas trees that flips. So you just roll it out and then it flips and it like is totally set up in one flip. Have you seen this yet from Balsam Hill?
Sounds
lovely. When I'm old, I can't be lifting a 100-pound thing out of the attic and piecing it together.
Take your ornaments on and off.
Yeah, right? Totally. Okay. But I mean, it's the weight of it. Like, I'm going to be too old. I can't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've already thought that far ahead.
Wow. You really, I haven't thought through tomorrow.
I want to hear about what you just came from. Came to my house. I feel like you're in a different mode.
I need to talk to everyone.
Traumatized.
I need to talk to everybody. I wish what's that? You know how they have those like breaking news alerts on the news?
Yeah.
I need one of those right now. You guys, I was violated this morning. And
I don't know.
And I.
But by choice. I think violation is like, what are you doing down there? This is a choice.
This isn't going where everyone thinks. Everyone is now like shutting the volume down. They've hit pause. They're like, children, cover your ears.
Cover your ears.
I went to my annual exam today, everybody. Oh. Moment of silence for the annual exam. Let's talk about this for a minute. And I'm sure there's some man listening. Hopefully just my husband. Nobody else.
Bruce is listening.
Okay.
My 12-year-old.
Sorry, Bruce. Oh, sorry, 12-year-old. Okay. Here's the situation. I was like, I have got to be more responsible in certain areas of life.
You're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of your skin.
I am taking care of my skin. So here's the deal. I made my appointments, but I am really bad about watching my calendar. And so literally today was annual. Tomorrow, mammogram.
No.
Wednesday, blue laser. I'm getting all that laser on my face to pull out the pre-skin cancer. I'm like, what? This is the week of Cynthia's.
You're supposed to be writing a book. Are you trying to avoid writing your book?
Apparently, I'd rather go to the gynecologist than write my book right now.
I've heard of people who will book like those annuals or mammograms on their birthday.
Oh,
which
gosh.
Feels like ruining your birthday.
Oh yeah, no, we're not.
Or like they plan like a fun lunch afterwards, or they plan like two friends will plan their mammograms at the same.
Oh yeah, I have friends that they all go together. Tracy, shout out.
Yeah,
Tracy goes to friends. I'm not on their schedule. It doesn't work for me. Okay,
you're too busy.
I don't know what I am, but I was violated, and I need everyone to know a couple of things about this.
Okay, I don't know if we should.
I'm not going into too much detail. I maybe on the super trackers, I will give.
Okay.
Not that anybody wants more detail.
I don't want any more detail.
But I went in the room, like not in the exam room, sorry, in the waiting room, and it's packed, crowded. And here's my takeaway from this. Everybody's pregnant, okay? Everyone's pregnant, and Cynthia. And these pregnant women are young, and I still think I look like them. Like
we're in the same stage.
I literally am like, I wonder if they think I'm pregnant. And
I could have been one of those women, and you've been like, well, except for her,
she's really old.
She's really.
And so like, it's almost Christmas card season, and we're going to talk about that maybe in the coming weeks. I need to make a note on this because I have certain rules of the Christmas card.
Don't put
yourself on a Christmas card without shoes on. I do not need to see your husband's gangly toes.
Right,
well, that's fine. Just don't put on your car. Like, there's certain things I just think. I'm like, no, ma'am.
Like all the family laying in bed with their feet up.
Oh, even the baby picture where they have their newborn in their bed. I'm like, I don't need to see where that baby was made.
Yeah.
Now, that's coming from a girl who's talking about the gynecologist right now. So I feel like maybe.
Okay, it's a little judgy.
I will talk more about it later. But I will say
how do pregnancies fit into Christmas cards?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I got in it. I was sidetracked, of course. But back to the room. I know how it fits in. I was sitting in the room looking around and I was like, oh my gosh, these girls are young, but I kind of look like them or whatever. And then it's like when you get the Christmas cards and you're like, gosh, my friends have gotten really old, but you don't think you look significantly older. Like that's what was happening in there. I was like, I mean, I just had my babies in here. Well, you know, 21 years ago, my first one, and I still look the same. And, but they're in there, they're pregnant. They're going to the bathroom every 30 seconds. Cause I had to wait forever to get in. They are peeing nothing in a cup. Like,
you need to choose a gynecologist that is not also practicing OB. I know.
Cause I waited an hour and then I was grumpy about it. Everyone, I waited an hour and he, it
just
was
just to get in the room.
Yeah. But you know what? It was his first day back. His dad had just passed away. Oh, and so
you did use the pronoun his.
I go to a guy.
I
like it.
It's 2024.
What does that
mean? There are female doctors now. They let women go to medical school. Mm-hmm, you have choices mm-hmm. here. We have lots of choices. I feel like we can move into the choice zone. You could choose a sole gynecologist, mm-hmm. a female.
My body, my choice. And that's not what we're talking about, everyone. Not that.
Not that. Okay, not but at here's all the that. Deal. Bruce's grandfather was an OB-GYN into his 80s. And he mm-hmm. moved from obstetrics into gynecology. And he was so sweet, such a sweet man. But no.
God rest your soul, no.
No.
Well,
only women.
I only
up
go to
in this part.
See, that's not right.
I'm just saying.
You mean from a medical perspective?
I'm just saying what I've realized about Cynthia Yanoff is you have a lot of confidence in men.
Oh my gosh.
You do. Like we talked about, was it on Super Trackers or the regular one?
I don't know.
That you love a good Christian man guest on your show.
Yeah.
You respect men. You don't have issue. I mean, I'm in your camp. I respect men. Men haven't done me wrong in life.
Right, no.
Right. Okay. So this fits with that narrative is that you're like, yeah, sure.
I go to him because I go to this practice because my husband did their legal work for years. And so it just naturally worked. I went to
it's
him.
The, loyalty.
The man who actually delivered my babies that my husband represented, he's since retired. But we went there. We got the best treatment in the world because, I mean, when you're the lawyer's wife, like they're not going to miss a thing.
This goes back. You like to be a VIP.
No, I don't know if I'm a VIP with this guy anymore. I've just been to the practice so long. But here's the one other thing. And we can leave the gynecological arena. Yes. But I was like, oh, I've missed like 2 or 3 years. And so when I called in, they're like, oh, you'll be a new patient. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, excuse me? And so then when I got there, he walked in. He's like, hey, stranger. And I was like, it's only been like 2 or 3 years. He's like, seven years, you guys.
I feel like I'm on that track.
You are?
I think so.
Do you want to do like a sidetrack where I go with you?
No. There's nothing I would rather
not do.
No, I don't know. I can't even say the sentence. I couldn't. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, speaking of heinous things for that we all go through, talk to us about jury duty.
Oh, something that I hadn't ever in my life done.
A public service?
Like, I'd gotten out of it for so many years because mm-hmm. I had young children. And for whatever reason, when I looked at the filling out the form, the questionnaire, I was like, oh, I don't have an excuse this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get in there and there are about 500, 600 of us.
Is it Dallas County?
Yeah, Dallas County in the room.
Civil or criminal?
Well, this is the thing. You're all in one giant room and then they're calling different rows and they assign you to different courtrooms. And I end up in the criminal and I end up in a room with 70 of us for a murder trial.
Was it state or federal court? Do you know? I'm sorry.
This was the state.
State court. Because a criminal courthouse in state is a different building. But anyway, go ahead.
This was the state versus this guy.
Okay.
And
what'd he do?
He was accused, because I don't know.
Thank you. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It was deadly conduct, which I'd never known. You know what deadly conduct? I went to law school, Cynthia. I'm basically a lawyer, okay? I was in there for a full day, and the prosecution taught us so much. And I really learned a lot.
Okay. Did you know that I worked at the district attorney's office for 3 years in law school?
No.
And did in Dallas County and did murder trials. Like, I didn't do them. I was in law school. But, I mean, I was like—
You were there. There were three little girls.
I wasn't a little girl. Okay, keep going.
There were three young ladies who were interns
or whatever. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Anywho, I'm number 13, and Bruce had said, if you're in the top 12, you're in. And I was like, shoot dang. And she says murder trial, and I'm thinking, this is could be 6 weeks.
Did you yell out, I hate the police?
Oh, I was sitting next to a detention officer who was also on jury duty. She sure did speak up and say, I think I work at the facility where this guy has been and he lost it. And it was a super tense moment.
Oh.
I know. I was like in a reality show. This is my Monday, last Monday. Hard to imagine. This is my last Monday. Anywho, the prosecution taught us lots of things. Deadly conduct, felony murder. Because I didn't know if you wave your gun around.
Premeditated.
No. He waved his, he was at a bar fight right down the street from me. They got in a fight. Then he and this other guy and a Cowboys player got in the car.
Like of the Dallas?
Dallas Cowboys player. Okay. Got in their car, were shooting, and the shot hit a guy in the head and that guy died. So it was like the deadly conduct is you shouldn't shoot a gun in public.
Right. I see.
And the felony murder is if you shoot, maybe not even intending to kill, but the shot.
Yeah. But it's not first degree because it wasn't premeditated.
I don't know. Okay. I haven't gotten that far with my law school education. Okay. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I made a friend.
Everyone needs a friend. Was it the criminal?
In the giant room sitting next to me was a friend. She and I got assigned to the same room. And then, you know, when it's all these strangers, and that's the most familiar person to me is this person I sat next to for an hour while we waited.
Okay.
And then we get dismissed for lunch and sure did have lunch with her. She was precious. And guess what her name was?
Cynthia.
Yes.
What a great woman.
I know.
Question. Did you get your $7 or did you sign off on it and let the state
I never got to that point because I got out to leave early because when she said exceptions and she's like, does anyone have children under 12? I lied a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, that's a federal crime.
I didn't lie a ton because he is 12. She said under 12. Is it 12 and under or under 12?
What did she say?
I don't remember, but at the same time, I'm thinking in my head, please someone write down on paper the difference between an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old because I would tell you same, same.
Okay.
I think if we're talking, is your child under the age of 16?
Mm-hmm.
They cannot drive. Or 16, they can drive.
True.
Well, a 12-year-old and 11-year-old, no difference.
Right. Okay.
So Bruce was traveling to Austin. He's in Santa Fe all this week. There's no one could get him.
Because maybe your new friend.
She was in the same
boat. Cynthia would have gone.
She was a single mom. She has a 15-year-old who can't drive yet. She works for a company where the guy who owns it just committed suicide this year. I mean, she had her own story. Everyone has a story is what I learned.
Not the man who passed away. His story is squelched out and you lied. And that's where we landed.
Well, this is where I landed. I didn't quite lie.
Okay.
No, I was telling the truth that it's Bruce was traveling and that no one could get him.
Well, thank you on behalf of the state of Texas for your service.
I would just say jury tips.
Please.
Don't be too responsible. Show up real late.
Okay.
Or super early.
Or a little drunk.
And definitely speak up.
Did I tell you that? You have to talk.
Talk a lot.
A lot. Be outlandish.
Say something stupid. I mean, the people that spoke up eventually said something that probably got them not selected. But the ones who are sitting there silent, I'm sure they got selected.
Yeah.
But that's my tip. That's my tip. But I did the next day, sure did do a creative day with my mentors where we just sat around and I did some embroidery.
Oh my gosh.
To make up for.
Yes, you did. I love voir dire. Everyone, voir dire. Tracy,
wait, what's that word?
Voir dire. It's when the lawyers get to question jurors. You probably weren't there that long. Were you there that long?
No, I mean, it was forever.
Yeah, and they ask you 1,000,000,000,000 questions about all kinds of things.
And the person in charge of that guy was real mad because he would say the person's name but not their juror number.
Oh, and they're like, what's a juror number?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all the things they don't teach you in law school too, by the way. And then you hire jury consultants sometimes, you know, and then they sit in the back and then they're like, they're watching all their body language and all that and all the things. I know. Okay, well, enough on, this is Law 101 today.
I would just say that I learned a lot. I feel like, I think I'm a lawyer now. I think I could go.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a lawyer, so it's like
weirdly genetically
got into it and then I had an hour or two of
education. Then you have me.
And then friends with you, so.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer.
Jury duty and the gynecologist. I mean, you are getting
this is a winner episode.
You're getting your money's worth today.
Winner episode. While Cynthia and I are never short on words, We also know it matters what words we say to ourselves and the words we put in our minds and our hearts. Wouldn't it be awesome if those words were God's words? God's words when things are hard or feel out of control. God's words that were ready on the tips of our tongues for loved ones or in the middle of our day or in the middle of the dark night, giving us peace and joy and direction. And even for our kids, wouldn't it be great to equip them with that same skill? Well, you might be thinking, I see what you're saying, but I am not good at memorizing scripture. Well, that's why I want to tell you about one of my favorite things, which is Dwell Differently. Started by two sisters, their monthly membership helps you memorize one Bible verse each month. With Dwell Differently, one verse that then becomes two verses, that then becomes three verses, and the next thing you know, you have a whole arsenal of verses stored up in your heart and mind. Words that are powerful and transformative. And when you sign up for Dwell Differently, the membership, you get a kit in your mailbox. You can choose either temporary tattoos or stickers. And I'll tell you what, the verse of the month, they work with a designer and it's such a cool design. And I've worn the tattoos before and some of my son's friends have been like, I didn't know your mom had a tattoo. And then I get a chance to kind of tell them, they're like, well, what does it stand for? Because it's the first letter of each word in the verse. It's a little mnemonic device to help you memorize more quickly. It's a great way to start conversations with whomever who asks about your sticker or your tattoo. You also get a keychain and a print. You could also get a digital kit that becomes your lock screen, coloring sheets, discussion questions, so much more. Sign up for a year-long membership and commit to getting God's truth in you for good. Go to dwelldifferently.com/sidetracked to get started. Use the code sidetracked to get your first month free, plus an additional discount off an annual membership, and start memorizing with us today. Let's talk about how you got to leave town. Speaking of what I was doing, I was sitting in jury duty and I'm sending you pictures and mm-hmm. You are in gorgeous
Whistler.
Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, you guys go to Whistler. Who knew?
Where is this?
Whistler's in Canada. We flew to Vancouver. My husband's law firm had a partner's retreat there. And so, must be nice. But there's no spouses invited, but it didn't stop me. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to go anyway.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You went even though you weren't invited?
Sure. And so we went the weekend before and then the firm came in and then he had to do firm stuff. And I, in theory, worked on my book. But listen, everyone, Whistler from Dallas, it's a 4.5 hour flight.
That's not bad.
To Vancouver. And then you got a 2 hour drive. But once there, it is fantastic. And so we had the best time. We stayed at this place. Now, I just need everyone just to calm down. We don't necessarily stay at these like swank resorts like on our dollar, surely not with our children. So we're on the firm's dollar. And so we're staying at a really...
The firm encourages children.
The firm loves children. Where's the firm. What's it? Grisham. But the movie. Okay, so the resort we were at, you guys, in the mornings...
You can tell it. Name drop.
At the Four Seasons. I know, it's fabulous.
Must be nice.
I would go out in the mornings outside and it was so cool and the leaves were changing and they would come out and light the fire pits for me and they would bring me blankets, warm blankets and Diet Coke and they knew what I liked so they didn't even ask. They would just bring it to me every day. It was a little slice of heaven.
I hope you wrote that whole book.
No, I barely got a chapter done. It's the slowest they have ever done. But let me tell you one other thing, guys. When you go, they have, my family skis, so I'm used to the gondola situation. And I have kind of a little, I don't have as much of a height issue as I have a claustrophobia issue. And so even on the chairlifts and stuff, like when we're skiing in Colorado or whatever, if it stops for very long, I'm not freaked out because I'm high. I'm freaked out because I can't get off. And so we took the gondola up because they have this gondola in Whistler, which, by the way, is where the Olympics were. So if you saw my pictures on social, it had like the Olympic rings behind us. It was so cool. But they had this one gondola you took to the top that was open because it's still, you know, not ski season. And then the other one, it's called Peak to Peak, and it goes from one mountain peak across to another one. Well, when we got to the top of the first gondola, we went into the building to catch the second one, which is the Peak to Peak. Well, I couldn't see the Peak to Peak one, just the way the mountain was set up. Fine. I get there and I'm reading about it and it is the highest lift above a valley, like the highest one in the world. I'm reading this off our notes too, because I had to write this down because I couldn't remember. It's the world's longest unsupported lift. And what that means, you guys, unsupported.
It's 1.88 miles long
between peaks. There's no poles. What? Do you know what I'm saying, guys? There's no poles. It is like...
It's a string.
Think of us. Yes, it's a string.
You are hanging by a string.
And then my husband's like, hey, I have a good idea. Let's do the glass bottom one. What?
Wait, he did? You did yes. it?
Yes. And we got on the glass bottom one. Again, at this point, I didn't realize what this was. On a string, no poles, no. Highest lift in the world, apparently, of this nature, or gondola of this nature. And so it's going across, and I'm wearing a Texas sweatshirt, like University of Texas.
Yes.
And everybody wants to talk to me about this, all the Europeans. Everyone knows someone who lived in Dallas or Austin or something. And I'm palms are sweating, and I, at some point...
Knees weak. Mom's spaghetti.
I thought it stopped.
No.
And I'm like, this is it. How do they get you down? There's no pole. I'm literally in the middle of...
Did you have a panic attack?
I mean, it wasn't full out panic attack, but I'm sweating a little bit and I'm getting... And people are like asking me questions and I'm like, oh my gosh, stop talking to me.
Are you standing up?
We're sitting, but it holds 30 or 28 or something. It's big.
That is too many people. Did they weigh everyone before they went on?
Well, no, but now I'm feeling insecure about that. No, but when I checked in my luggage in Whistler, they were weighing my bag and they're like, ma'am, can you step off the scale? And it was in the middle of the floor and I didn't know. And I was like, oh, I bet that ran a little heavy, didn't it? Anyway.
You in your bag?
Ma'am, I don't know if that's you or the bag, but something's very
heavy.
You're
going to have to pay a lot.
Anyway,
okay,
that was scary.
Okay, so 30 people on a string.
On a string.
Y'all need to know this is 1,427 feet above the ground.
My husband's all but hanging out the side of it. Whoa! And I'm like, don't anyone make any sudden movements. Everybody sit still. I mean, there's people in
no, you're not in answering question mode.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, my hands are sweating. So we get to the other side, blah, blah. And we look around. It's beautiful. There's a glacier, all this. You look down. There's lakes that have the glacier water, which means they're super, super green, blue. Y'all, if you've been there, like, you know what this is. It's incredible.
None of us know. We're all just sitting at home changing diapers and going to jury duty.
And getting violated.
Getting violated. It's fine.
So then on the way, my husband's like, do you want to stay up here and just have hot chocolate or something? And I was like, mm-mm. So I had to get back across that because I knew we had to take it back. And I knew I couldn't relax until I got back to the other side. So then
You
had to do it twice. And so then we got back. Now everyone is on there is having a ball, chatting it up, drinking their toddies. Only Cynthia Yanoff is there. It's like when you're on the plane, it gets really turbulent. And I look over and I'm like, are you guys nervous? And everybody's asleep or watching a movie. I'm like, oh, I guess not.
I
was nervous for everybody. But it was super fun. We had the best trip. But that was the one thing.
See, that's surprising to me because you also sent me pictures of you on a four-wheeler.
That was awesome.
And that confused me.
I grew up with motorcycles.
I don't understand the personality that's fine with a four-wheeler and not fine with a gondola.
Oh, we were going up and down like the steepest things you've been at through the rivers.
It makes sense.
It was incredible. Well, I grew up with motorcycles. It doesn't bother
me.
It's
more familiar.
Yeah, it's familiar. You're wide out in the open. I can get off of it and walk if I want to, right?
Not a lot of heights.
Yeah, and there's I'm not enclosed. I can get away from it. So yeah, it was a great.
So interesting. So it's not necessarily about risk that you have a problem. It's a specific scenario that you're unfamiliar with.
Any scenario where I can't get out of a situation. I've figured out about me.
That's interesting.
Like, I had to work through it in public speaking too, like speaking a lot because
the doors are closed in my office. Is that
no, not that. But like even speaking, like if you're like if someone's hired you to come and do a 40-minute talk, you can't just get out of it in 20 minutes. Like you need to finish it. Right? And so I know that's so weird, everyone. Somebody is like a psychiatrist or whatever is listening. So it's like, she probably needs to get some.
Well, what about like in the doctor's office today? You're stuck in the room. No, you can't get out of it. You're stuck on the doctor's schedule. Like
you're stuck in the stirrups? That's my next book. Stuck in the stirrups. Okay, moving on.
Oh my gosh. No, you're stuck in the room. You're on their clock.
No, that doesn't, I mean, it means physically I can't get out of a situation. I can physically can get out of that.
You can just decide.
I can walk out of there. All right, well, it's good. When I got home though, can I tell you one quick thing, everybody? This is, if you're like, I wonder how I love my kids well when they're adults, you know? Like,
I don't ever think about this.
Okay, well, think about it now, everybody. When I got home.
They're like, I'm working so hard to love my kids now.
Right.
They're done when they're adults.
Okay.
You have adults. You're about to have an adult that's like out of college.
I mean, she's going to law school, but yeah.
But I mean,
in theory.
You're closer to
She's 21.
Yeah.
21, 17, and 8. Okay. So here's what happened. I got home. My mom stayed with my boys. My mom and dad stayed with my boys the second half of the trip because we were gone kind of a while. So they had them the second half. I get home. My precious mom, shout out Dorothy. Dorothy cleaned the entire house. When I tell you, and I mean, I left, you know, I like a clean house. Yeah. I left it pretty clean, but you know, if it's always work and everybody's making a mess. It was cleaned. It was vacuumed. Bathrooms are all straight. I had put a bunch of fall stuff out on the dining room table that I hadn't like put in its right place. I just set it there so I could decorate later. She had put my fall stuff out for me. Candle was burning. Dinner was made when we got in from the airport. Little one bathed, ready for bed, backpack done, groceries in the fridge. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, Mom. And she's like, well, I just didn't want you to have to come back to anything. And she's like, it was no problem. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I was telling all my girlfriends, and they were like, they've always said this, but like, how do we get a Dorothy? And I was like, I know. And we were all like, note to self when our kids are older, like, you know, like that was a really sweet gesture. So
when I heard it, I was like, it sounds like, I think that my mother-in-law and mom are capable of that. I just worry about the cost, like how much work it would be for them and how much stress it would add to the situation. And you said it's no stress for her. Like,
I think that's where I get the gene of like, relaxed, it was clean. We're productive, kind of check the list off kind of people. But,
and I think like mine would do it if I asked them, but for them, for her to do it and you didn't even ask.
Yeah. I was telling you, we need a segment. What would Dorothy do? A segment
send
in a question and we'll have Dorothy answer it. Like Dorothy she's just really wise, but she's also so practically helpful. So, okay. Enough.
It hits your love language. That's the key.
Yes. That's a good point.
It hits your love, your acts of service.
Because if you bought me a pretty gift or something.
I mean, you like gifts.
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But you cleaned my house.
Yeah.
And bathed my kid.
Yeah. I felt like that was winning. You like
it. And I don't mean my high score. That's weird. That's real weird. I got to see you at the football game though when I got back in town.
We did see each other. We did. And we got Jason Witten. Is that his name?
Witten. Yeah, Jason Witten.
He's a Cowboys player. Speaking of the Cowboys again.
A former Cowboys guy.
This is our sports segment. He was coaching the other team where my niece and nephew go. And so we had a whole family. Man, gathering.
And they killed our.
But they were sitting on the other side. And so I sat with you and JB, who was traumatized by the dive bombing crickets, are back.
Gosh, you guys, we have.
It's like a plague.
It really is. It's like Exodus.
It
is. In Dallas.
It is. They hover around the lights and then they just all of a sudden, I don't know what happens.
Were you there when the one landed in my hair and I lost my mind?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was bad, you guys.
And crickets. They just fall down and land on you.
So. Heather gets a phone call midway through and it's her husband.
He's looking for me.
Looking for her. And you guys, the contact she has for her husband, can you talk to us about that?
I do. It just came up. Bruce, ", Hottie, Hottie, ", McFadden.
Did you put Hottie in there or did he?
I think so. It's been there a long time. Like, pretty sure.
Like before you were married and having relations?
What's awkward is when a friend... No, I didn't have a phone
Is it then. Pre-relations?
No, we didn't have phones then. Is when a friend, like someone we know, or maybe it's one of my friend's husbands, is like, hey, can I have Bruce's contact? And I share the contact. Sonny McFadden, and has all his sizes. Like his shirt size, his pant size.
Oh, no, it does size. Not.
But now
his athletic Apple's gotten preference. Smarter.
Like you can decide what you...
What you want to send.
What you send.
No, Hottie's bad enough without all the other
Why
stuff.
Why is it bad? I'm still in love.
I just need to know, you Are guys. You,
what do you have Mike as? Husband? Let's look it up. Everyone, get out your phone. I think they tell you to say that it's your husband somehow so that if you have an emergency.
I think you're supposed to put ice. Like in case of emergency, you put ice next to it.
Husband.
Okay, would everyone, if you have some
Please
inappropriate
tell us.
Sexy name for your husband.
Inappropriate, sexy, hottie.
Will you please send it to us so we can know this?
He's in his 50s. I'm sure he appreciates still being called hottie.
I mean, I'm in my 50s, but though at that OB-GYN office, I was like, no, I'm still 28.
Still hot. Okay,
Still got it. Let's see. My husband is literally under.
You can't even find it.
I can't even find it.
Do you
it.
Even talk to him during the day? It's not your Once most recent call?
He said the farm is busy. Oh, it's under, it's under dad. I guess like someone else's. I guess someone else's.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Mike Daddy Yanoff. It just says dad with a hamburger.
A cheeseburger. Why is that? My kids used to call him something related to a burger and it was not nice. And they changed the contact.
How is mine worse?
I don't know.
Then yours is daddy.
Okay, no, it's not good. It's not good.
It's not good. It's never good. All right. Can I do a new segment called I Need You to Know? And it's like a PSA.
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like people need to know. And then we need to get to our side text probably too.
Okay.
I am trying to, now that I'm decluttering, I bought this off Facebook, this thing behind us.
Your
this
credenza. Yes.
I'm trying to sell an armoire. It's ginormous. Armoires are out. Nobody wants it.
No.
But sure did get excited when Grace messaged me, is this still available? Hopped right on there.
Grace.
And I was like, I said, yes. I said, I'll just let you know. It's very heavy. It's very large. You might need someone to help. My son's going to come pick it up. Great. They asked for email, phone number, address.
Email. Interesting.
Email, phone number, address.
Okay.
And they said,
is this on Marketplace or where?
Marketplace.
Okay.
And it's messaging. And they said, can I pay through Zelle? And I enjoy
Zelle.
Yeah. Zelle's great. I've paid people through Zelle. I know how this works. I know you just need a phone number. Don't need an email.
Right.
Right. So they're like, okay, sent. Did you get the confirmation? And then they're saying language like, hurry, you still there? Hurry.
Oh, yeah.
If there's any language.
You do not rush me on my armoire. Do not
rush me, Grace.
Okay, we've had this since 1984. There's no rush to get it
there
to you.
There is no rush.
Okay.
And this was a Sunday afternoon. Like, you're really going to, anyway, send your son over by himself. I mean, it's heavy. Anywho, I get the email. It's from Zelle Business, and it says that the amount, so I just was charging $150. If anyone wants an armoire for $150.
That's the funniest part of the story, that you think your armoire is worth $150.
Okay, go ahead, sweet friend. So it says that it's not enough, that it needs to be at least $450 to do a Zelle transaction.
No, it doesn't.
And that she needs to send $300 more. So I said, well, I got an email and I've never seen this before, but it's saying you need to send $300. Well, if I do, will you pay me back? Then it said, can I trust you? Hello, are you still there? Can I trust you? And I'm like, what, all of a sudden you can't trust me? What's happening?
Total you are getting scammer. Trafficked.
Totally.
You are totally. Getting trafficked.
They wanted me.
No,
they were going to pretend to do the $300. And then I would pay them back. And guess what happened? I would still have my armoire. They would have $300.
And do you know what the bigger travesty of those two things is?
No.
You still have the armoire.
I still have the armoire.
You should have paid them $300 to come get it.
I know.
Maybe that's what she was doing. Maybe it wasn't a scam. She's like, scam. Listen, this is a little public service.
They were like scanning Marketplace of all the terrible things for sale at a terrible price. And they're like, I know. This one's real gullible. We'll get her.
Do we go for the armoire
or
the Peloton?
And I was like, how come Grace only likes Russian things? Because I looked at her account and everything that it said she liked was in a Russian language.
Oh.
Everything she followed was in a Russian language. It was only a picture of her and her husband and some dog.
Grace.
I'm like, Grace is fake. And I've been watching Stranger Things a lot. It's that what I'm getting sidetracked by one of the things. And
have you
watched Stranger Things?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a strong Russia component because it's the 80s. And Russia was the big enemy in the 80s. Anyway.
You don't think Grace is going to be, is she related to Cynthia from Jury Duty? And or is she going to be your next?
There's a whole conspiracy.
That you got.
It happened the night before I went to Jury Duty. Life was real interesting last week. But anywho, just warning people. If ever someone calls you and there's a hurry or something's off, check to see where the email came from.
Yeah.
Oh, then they might have phone number, so they text me. They're like, this is Josh from Zelle Business. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Block you, scammer.
I just need
you all to know.
Thank you for sharing that. I got a text from the Bank of America.
Okay.
And it said, did you write this check for X amount of money? And it was kind of a large sum, not kind of a large sum, like larger than any sum I've ever written a check for in my life. And so it was when we were in Whistler. I'm like, no, not today. And so I said no. And so I didn't think about it again. And I don't know why it came to me because my husband runs all our accounts, whatever, but I did. So I told him no. And like a week later, I said, oh, by the way, Mike, while we're in Whistler, like this was like a few days ago, I'm like, do you know what happened? I said, no. He goes, oh my gosh. He's like, okay, that was our quarterly taxes to the IRS. So in fact, I think I'm going to prison now because if we didn't pay our quarterly taxes. Oopsie.
Oh my gosh. Did all you right, text everyone. Dad about it?
I texted my daddy. Your daddy. My baby daddy.
Okay. What are you getting sidetracked by, Cynthia?
Well, the first thing is Dancing with Stars. I haven't watched it in 100 years. I don't know if anybody else has watched it.
I know the Olympians are on it.
Okay, the Olympians are on it, but
the cutie patootie pommel horse guy.
Yes, that's so Superman. Good. And he did a Superman routine. But
and then Alana, what is her name? How you say it? Alana Moyer?
Yeah, I don't know how you say it, but yes. And she was darling.
She flipped him. I had the time of my life. I'm like, he is going to run and she's going to catch him. And he did.
It was awesome.
She totally was fine. It was sturdy as a rock. She's very strong.
Yeah, she is. Don't call me sturdy, though. Okay, but here's the thing. One thing about that. I loved Inventing Anna. Did you watch Inventing Anna?
Reinventing Anna, right?
I thought it was just on Netflix.
Oh, is it Inventing Anna?
I think it's Inventing Anna. But, you know, she's the scam artist.
Yes. And then she was scammers.
She was on, yes.
The real person?
She's on Dancing with Stars.
The actual person?
The actual person. And you guys, you're going to die. She has an ankle brace. Like when you're in trouble with the law, ankle brace, not like
she is
Vita
fascinating.
Or whatever. Is that what those are called? But anyway, she was on there. And so one of her outfits, everyone, was feathery and like, you know, one of those dance costumes. They feathered up like boa'd her ankle bracelet. And I thought, this is America.
This is America.
This is what we do. I laughed. But at the end, spoiler alert, she gets out.
Oh.
They ask her, Kate calls me from college and Kate's like, Mom, watch this. And so she's FaceTiming and makes me watch her when she gets out. And then they said, you know what? And Tori Spelling also got out.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so they said to Tori Spelling, you know, what'd you learn? And she's all nice about it. And then they ask Inventing Anna chick, Anna Delvey or whatever, what'd you learn? She goes, nothing. And her Russian accent. And they're like,
nothing.
And Carlton.
Daddy will pay.
Nothing. And Carlton, I don't know what his real name is, the host, used to be on Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Carlton's like, oh, trying to cover. He's like, no, you had fun. And she just stared at the camera and I was like, oh, this is so anyway.
She is herself.
Oh.
But she's not.
You guys go
she's
watch.
She's herself, but not.
Right. Dancing with Stars, Dancing with These Stars, whatever it's called. Y'all, everyone okay, in
I
on that
to
place.
Watch that.
Okay.
I for sure have to watch that. Well, I kind of said mine. I rewatched the 4 seasons of Stranger Things.
Okay.
All 4 seasons.
Is it like Fantasy Island? I feel like that's what it's like. It's got that Fantasy weird Island? Component of like supernatural.
There's some sci-fi to it for sure.
Okay.
Definitely some sci-fi, but definitely some 80s characters that you kind of fall for that you really like. But
you
it was great. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm terrible when recommending things because I have a bar that other people don't have.
Well, what's the bar?
Appropriateness.
Oh, what you don't think? Oh, is it because I said I was going to start using F-bombs on this?
I'm just saying. Like, it has some language. I think that the kids, I mean, it's not super naughty, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's scary. Like, it's if you don't like scary stuff, there's some jump scares for sure.
Okay.
Don't watch it with JB.
I'll tell you, a jump scare is that gynecologist's office today. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you want another one for me?
Sure, give me another.
I'm excited for us because I got us these wireless. I'll do it in the camera, but I don't know if anyone will see. These little lapel mics that we can now do videos and it connects to our phone and we can have great audio on the go.
I think that's awesome.
We're going to do great stuff with this. I'm excited.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Anywhere.
Does anybody want us to go anywhere?
We're going to do your Diet Coke challenge we keep talking about. We're going to do the synchronized swimming thing we keep talking about.
And it got cold. We're going to Lake Texoma to speak at a thing in a few weeks.
We're speaking together. We'll bring this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I love that. Thank you for getting that for us. That was so nice. Okay, my second thing I'm into right now, it's kind of a farce, but you know, Liam Morgan, the comedian that I'm obsessed with, gosh, yes. I love her. Gosh.
We thought we could get her, but now she's like on Good Morning America. And
oh yeah, she
stuff.
Doesn't want any part of
she's
us.
She's with Hoda. And oh, Hoda's done.
Hoda's leaving. I would be but so crying. Good at that job.
That's the last thing I thought of when I saw Hoda was leaving.
You didn't think of me?
I didn't think of me. Or you replacing
oh,
her.
Oh, I'd be so good. Would you, if they called
you
today.
You and Jenna Bush.
I love her. And I've always wanted to interview her, never have gotten her.
I know, but
I love her almost as much as Joanna Gaines.
Okay.
So listen, if NBC calls, everybody listening, think of this yourself. NBC calls you tonight. We don't know why, but they're like, hey, Cynthia Yanoff, Heather McFadden, whoever, Amy Smith, whoever's listening to this. And they're like, we want you to come do the Today Show for a year. Are you packing your bags and moving to New York with your kids and everybody? Because I'm gone. Like, you can just move on into my neighborhood because you can have it. I'm gone. I'm going. I'm doing the thing.
Over your kids.
No, I'm taking them.
You have a kid in high school. You're going to have to wait till he graduates.
Okay. Would you do it?
I got a lot of kids in process. I don't think I could right now.
Wow.
Kids over fame.
It's not fame.
100%.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, Leah Morgan has, well, I don't have any clue how we got there, but.
Because I said she was on the Good Morning America and we're not going to be able to get her now. She
has a new book out. And so I'm so.
Did you listen to it?
No, but I ordered it because I wanted to have it in hand.
Oh, I want to listen to the audiobook.
Because I do too, but I figured as I'm writing a book, I like to read a chapter of other books right before I write mine every day, just inspiration to see. So I ordered it and I don't have it yet, but I'm so excited because there's just, I think she is awesome. So that's my second one. Do you want my last one since I'm already talking?
Well, let me do mine and then yours will go into our.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm kind of obsessed with Trader Joe's arugula basil salad kit.
What just happened?
I mean, what? It's so good.
Arugula
basil salad. It's called lemony arugula basil salad kit, lemony. That's the key. And it has like some almonds, has some Parmesan cheese, has a really good lemon basil dressing. I was going to give it to you, but you'd already picked up Whataburger. That was going to be your lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had Chick-fil-A nuggets.
It was Chick-fil-A nuggets and Whataburger?
Yeah, it's a double stop.
You stopped at two places?
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
I had been violated. I could do whatever I want. okay, well, that salad sounds good.
I had it with the dinner party. I had made a flat iron steak with a Peruvian green sauce that was so good. And it had fresh cilantro and parsley and chilies in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had that salad and some potatoes. It was really good.
Oh, I love you. And I love that you really cook with intentionality.
I do. But that combo, so delicious.
You've never had me over for dinner.
I'll have you over. Now I'm into it. Now my house looks good.
It really does, you guys. Our house looks good.
Okay.
Okay, my last one is, I already know you're going to be like, name drop. So everyone just get ready. But Max Lucado was on my podcast. And, I'm obsessed anyway. I just adore him.
I think he's really sweet.
I mean, like, kind.
We know a lot of people and they're not all.
No, they're not.
They seem.
And he's so kind.
Story to come in Super Trackers.
Yeah.
But Max Lucado wins.
He's the best. Yeah. And here's the thing. He's talking about end times in this new book. And
I grew up in that.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, my dad had a TV show called End Times.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, he did.
On the public TV.
Oh, gosh.
And he wrote a book called End of America.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And a novel series, 3-part, that walks through how America will end.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I know about End Times.
Okay. So I was just, I just loved him because I was telling him how, and I guess I'll just leave it at this, but if you grew up like I did in a church culture where a lot of times like the end times was presented in such a way that it was scary because they're like, well, this could, you got a revival or something. They're like, well, this could be it. This is it. Like if you don't make the decision tonight, you can walk out there and like, and his second coming and you're left, man. It's so like, and I always have this anxiety, total left behind. Yeah. I never read that series, but am I going to be driving down the freeway and everybody's gone? But me, what?
You didn't miss.
I didn't. I was busy listening to Petra. To hell with the devil.
Well, even on the Stranger Things, like they highlight that kind of, Dungeons and Dragons is so bad and evil. And like,
yes,
everyone was just scared a lot. They were the boogeyman and like kids were getting abducted and.
Yeah.
I mean, people would say that's what's led to us and cell phones and the Anxious Generation book. He highlights that like the 80s was a big deal in parents all of a sudden freaking out about danger, even if you're not a Christian. So then you throw on Christian culture that's like, it's the end of the world.
If you're not already scared, we're going to scare you. If you're not already
scared, do you know?
Okay.
Do you know where you'll end up?
Because if you don't, we're getting long. I'll tell you in Super Trackers more. But short version is that the way he approaches the end times and just says, because I'm like, does it matter at the end of the day? Like if I know Jesus, like, do I have to, nobody even can agree on how this plays out. Yeah. And he's like, no, at the end of the day, does it change where you're going? No, you can't be more saved than you are today. But it should bring you hope and encouragement for right now when life is hard. And I was like, where have you been, Max Lucado?
Because he wrote a book on heaven? No.
Yes. Okay. He's written a book on everything, I think.
Okay. But I think, yeah, I mean.
So anyway.
No, that brings hope. Like.
It does.
When I've studied, did you do Revelation with BSF ever?
I didn't. Yeah. But I've done Revelation, but yeah.
I felt like that was the nuggets I gained from it was that it really revealing God's character and his ultimate plan and less about the details of how it plays out.
Right.
Because my junior, who's getting real smart, okay, he is real smart, legitimately. He was talking in his theology class. He's like, just like the Jews who were reading the prophecies missed the actual Messiah.
Right.
We could be reading these prophecies and missing it. Mm. Thinking that it's this dragon, this three-headed dragon. You know, like there's things in Revelation that we're trying to take so literally that he's like,
right.
We're not going to get it exactly right. We're humans.
And you know what? We know how the story ends. So, and if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it ends well. Okay. So that's that. We have gone from, listen, people, I mean, you try to go to comedy section and find someone else that's going to talk to you about the gynecologist all the way to the second coming. Super Trackers, we're going to talk about, there has been a fall.
There has been a fall.
A fallen hero.
A fall of a hero, yeah. Yes, and we need an update on what we covered last 2 weeks ago, my situation.
It's kind of a gynecological situation as well. We're very personal right
now.
We're
so old.
Sorry, friends, we're sorry.
We're so old. I need an update, yeah. All right, thanks for tracking.
Bye, friends.
Bye.